Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we've got the Queen of Essex in the house.
Oh, thanks.
We've got Amy Childs.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Shut up.
Oh, I actually never said that word, though.
But what?
I'd never said it, really.
But the thing is, every time I think of that word, I just think of you.
Mm. Harry bought the word shut up.
Of course.
Because he was like, oh, shut up. And then we all just started like copying him. Yeah. My word was actually well gel.
Well, you created slang that took over every British school.
Yeah.
In the nation. It's like Joey Essex's Don't Be Gel, Be Ream.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I really needed that.
Yeah.
I didn't sound cool saying it though. You guys did. Yeah. To be honest.
Really that cool. So it basically was like, I was on a date with Kirk and I was like, oh, don't be gel.
Oh, throwback. Yeah.
And then it was like, oh my God. And that night that episode came out, it was like global.
Was the first episode where you're doing a fajazzle?
Yeah.
That was the first episode.
First step, yeah.
What a great first step as well, I've got to say. And you brought red hair in too. I didn't know anyone at the time that had like, it was like ready purpley hair.
Yeah.
Fucking rocked it.
Thanks.
Anytime, thanks. Don't worry. Sorry, I'm full of confidence. I'll shut up now.
No, I love the red hair. When did I go red? Oh my God, what, 18? Went on Tower when I was 19.
Were you that young?
And I was on Tower when I was 19.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
Fucking
I loved
hell.
It. Do you know what? I loved Tower. I loved it. Do you know what I mean? It was like an overnight, basically I was like an overnight celebrity.
Yeah.
You went out and everyone was like, oh my God, like, because it was everyone's guilty pleasure was Tower, do you know what I mean? Wow. Oh, I don't watch that. No, but you obviously do, because you know every single catchphrase, you know every single.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun, do you know what I mean? It was 13 years ago.
How did you get asked to do the show?
They found me in Brentwood.
Of course.
So I went out with Kirk. Kirk was my ex-boyfriend, and there was a few people like coming down, and they was like, right, you know, who do you know on the show? Who'd be good for the show? And Kirk was like, right, you've got to have Amy, you know, bit ditzy, yeah. Ain't done too bad. I'm joking. No. So yeah, so he basically put my name forward and that was it. And then I went for the meeting and it was like...
And then you just went straight
on. But the best thing about it, I had a full-time job. I was a beautician.
Yeah.
And basically they said to me, you know, like, they said like after a couple of months, you just go back to, you know, doing beauty.
Job, yeah.
And I was like, lovely. So I'm going to have a little bit of like, you know, a bit of towel, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And it was literally, filmed it and my boss rang me and she went... I don't think you're going to be coming back to work, Amy.
You're like, thank fuck for that.
But I loved it. I was crying because I wanted to go back to work.
I wanted to go back to work.
I know. I loved it. I loved, honestly. Aww. And that's why I bought the salon. That's when I obviously done Towie and I had my own salon because I just love the whole like beauty, you know, environment and bought my own spray tan out.
Oh, I love that.
It's just, you know.
Spray tans. You got me onto spray tans.
Really?
I shouldn't have though. Not in my, I didn't go to your salon and that's why. I remember I got my first spray tan. I thought the boys are going to fucking flock.
Lovely.
Me with buck teeth, a bob, lanky as fuck. When she spray tanned me, I looked like a bit of corned beef.
Oh, lovely. Nice.
And it wasn't, I've got ginger skin, so it shouldn't have happened there. So yeah, that was my spray tan experience.
Was it about the application though? I'm not trying to sound really professional now, but it's how you apply fake tan. It doesn't also mean about the tan. It's about how you apply the fake tan.
Again, why I should have come to your salon.
Can I come back next time and just give you a spray tan?
Please do it.
That's what I should have done.
Please do it. I don't know if I can have you look at my tits. Because you'll be like, bless you. You started puberty, yeah?
No. It's about... Listen, I can't really talk. I've had a few like boob jobs. Do you know what I mean?
But... I love that. I'm too scared to go under the knife.
Yeah.
Way too scared.
Yeah, no, it's scary. Definitely.
Yeah, fuck that.
I've got to be honest with you, Grace. I definitely did get addicted to plastic surgery.
Did you?
And I do think maybe being in the public eye, I think it was a little bit of a, I don't know, have you got to be look at this certain way?
Yeah.
It's only because as I got older and now I've got children, I feel completely different.
And also I suppose, so if Polly came up to you and was like, Mum, I want this, this and this done. What would you say?
No.
You would, yeah.
I don't know why I feel like that. I think because what happened to me, I went under the knife very young and I've been really open about this in interviews and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I went under the knife when I was about 18.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's just so young because your body, you're still growing.
Yeah.
Your body completely changes. When you have a baby, your body, you know, goes through the most traumatic thing ever.
Yeah.
And I do definitely regret having plastic surgery. My boobs now, I'm not happy with my boobs. I've had them done 3 times. All down to going under the knife so young.
And I guess your body's changed after you've had them done as well.
Completely.
Or you. Are you listening?
Me?
Yes, you. What are you doing wasting your time over Christmas and New Year scrolling?
Excuse me, who do you think you are interrupting my pod? Amy was actually about to get to a really good point.
I'm the ghost of Christmas future, and you're going to regret sitting doing nada where you could be making some serious money this festive season with today's sponsor, Shopify.
Rosie, did they just say money? Oh, I'm all over that. You know how much we love Shopify over here at Saving Grace. Well, they're here to tell you that this festive season, they're here to revolutionize your e-commerce or in-person business. From big businesses to your favorite boutique, Shopify helps thousands of businesses sell online and in person. No matter how big your business, you can successfully grow like the true girl boss you are. Shopify even gets you selling across social media like Facebook, Instagram, and even TikTok, which is really helpful for people like me that are easily influenced, let me tell you. And thanks for their 24/7 help and their extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for your £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/grace. Go to shopify.co.uk/grace to take your business to the next level. Thank you, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
I'm very much for the young girls now, just like literally just look at you and just... Because yeah. I look back at pictures of me and I feel like Amy didn't need it done. But the time you feel like you
styles
did.
Styles changed. Like, I remember when I was at school, it was all about being stick thin, massive tits.
Yeah.
But very like Kate Moss looking, like very natural. And then it went through like BBL, like very fillery. And it just changes so much. It's like by the time you get all this shit done, might not even be in fashion afterwards.
Completely, definitely.
Horror.
I've never been into the BBL. I just don't get it.
I think, and this could be a controversial opinion here, I don't think they look good, especially on slim women, because your thighs don't match.
Yeah, I agree.
The arse.
But do you know what I feel? I feel like, you know, if people have BBL done and whatever, it's how you feel in yourself.
Yeah.
For me, it just wouldn't work.
Yeah, it wouldn't work for me either.
I want to be a bit skinnier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe like
take
not
the fat.
Big, but not on the bum. Yeah. But it just, it changes, doesn't it? I think just... I'm looking in the mirror thinking I had about 6 mil in my lips.
Wow.
Seven, yeah, there was like
what at
mil.
One time.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Wow.
I'll show you some pictures, definitely. So I hadn't taken out, and I did actually take my lips out again 4 weeks ago.
Did you?
So I've had a little bit in now. Because I feel like I just need a little bit, definitely.
I think there's always like it's just the level, but I can agree, like I can see why it would be an addictive thing.
Yeah.
Because you see the swelling and you think it looks amazing, but then it will go down.
And if you are going to have a bit more.
Yeah, so then you want it so it looks like the swelling, but then you get the swelling of that. And it's like weight loss, right? You know, when you see yourself every day, you're like, I haven't lost any weight. I still look the same, blah, blah. But then other people can see it.
Of course, definitely.
You become accustomed to it.
You still, yeah. And I do feel like being in the public eye, you're famous so young. You know, being the public eye at 19, like everyone was like, oh my God, that's when Twitter was big. Show my age now.
Yeah.
It weren't about TikTok. It wasn't
about
Instagram.
The tweets.
It wasn't even about Instagram. I wasn't on Instagram.
Wow.
And that's how, so it was Twitter.
So yeah.
I think overnight I had like 300,000 followers.
But the thing is, I think you became famous in a not very nice time to be famous.
Yeah, it was hard.
Like there was no filter. I mean, to an extent there isn't now, but even in like the press, there was no filter about the way you spoke about people. And as you said, you were like a guilty pleasure. Like people wouldn't admit to watching TOWIE.
No.
But they knew everything about you.
Yeah.
Did you, when you were back then, like at that young age, did you hate it or did you like it?
So what happened? So I think what it was... I was at the salon, obviously doing a bit of filming, and then all of a sudden, then you're just so delved straight into the whole, you're in the like media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was going down the red carpet and people interviewing me going, oh my God, Amy, you're amazing and whatever. And the next day, like looking at the papers, it wasn't even the Daily Mail Online. Next day, looking at the papers, it was like Amy, fake, wannabe. It was like...
Like the same people that just interviewed.
I was like, oh my God, they was actually really nice to me though.
And
that's when I thought, I'm just too much of a nice person.
Yeah.
Because they was really lovely to me. Oh my God, Amy, you look lovely. I was like, oh, thank you. I've got this lovely dress on. I remember these three reporters. I'm not going to tell their names. Mm-hmm. But I remember the names because they really caned me. They slated me so badly.
What about just...
Just how I looked, fake, orange.
Yeah.
And in the end, I just thought, do you know what? I'm a really nice person. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've gone in this show, I've been myself.
Yeah.
Because people used to come up to me and go, you're an amazing actress.
Like, oh, they didn't think it was you being
I was like,
you.
No, this is me, hun.
Yeah.
I look like exactly the same, like, you know, still got like the massive red hair. And yeah, it definitely like opened my eyes completely to being in the public eye. Yeah.
That's horrible. And also, I've always said, if you're going to be rude, be rude.
Yeah.
And be rude to me. Because then at least I'd be like, oh, okay, I know what to expect here. Oh, no, they completely slated
me. And I remember waking up the next day and I remember going to my mum, look what they've said about me.
Oh, because you read it. Yeah.
Haven't got a clue about life and whatever. And I was like, well, I've been privately educated, hon. You know, done too bad.
Private school?
Yeah.
Did you? I love that for you.
Can I do something, Grace?
You can.
I was head girl.
Fuck off, Amy. Were you? Girl. Oh, I'm
but there only
it.
Was six people in my year, girls. So, but I still got chosen at the six.
Where was everyone else? Why was there only six?
So mum and dad put me into a little school.
Okay.
In Hornchurch, in Essex, because I really struggled at school. I'm severely dyslexic, like struggle with day-to-day life and whatever.
Mm.
And they put me in a little school and I absolutely loved it. And they made me head girl. And I remember my headmaster saying to me, you are going to be something in life, Amy.
Oh, that's really nice.
I know. Still my Facebook friend, me.
Why is that so iconic? You as, I would like some free school meals. Like, I can really picture this. I'm loving it. Yeah, I can.
Everyone's got to be fake tan.
Yeah. Fajazzle. How did you, please, fajazzles, right? Was this your idea or was it something that was trending?
No, it wasn't my idea.
It was just something that was happening.
So I went to college and I did a course in vajazzling. This is really true. So I did a course in vajazzling and there was literally only two girls in my year, like in the, like, basically they asked us to do it. Like, and it, so basically I went to college and there was 20 girls and they was all young and this teacher came in and she was like, right, she went, there is a vajazzling course going on. And I was like, oh my God, look at me. I was like, oh my God, what does that mean? And when she told me, I was like, this is so me, love it. So I actually went on the course, two girls, me and another girl. And yeah, we just sparkled that's each other's noonies all day.
Incredible.
I know. And then when I did TOWIE, they was like, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm a professional vajazzler. And they was all like, what is going on? And that's what I did. I then started fajazzling, did it in the salon, and I was really busy.
What was the number one fajazzle style that you did a lot?
Sexy scattered stars.
Oh, so instead of pubes, it was stars?
Oh, no, what are you trying to say?
Like,
I thought you meant what design did I do?
Yeah.
So basically, it was just on the pubic.
Oh, okay.
You can go all out there.
I might do. Yeah.
Get it out then, hun.
Yeah. Say no more.
On the pubic area.
Right.
No, I'm not into the pajazzling. That was never for me. Of course, I got on my Instagram. Oh, can you give me a pajazzle, Amy? Banter. I've never been into that. But it's nice to go on holiday, have a pajazzle.
Have a little, because now people just get tattoos.
I know.
They'll just have a little love heart by their purse.
Yeah.
And that's fair.
Yeah.
If I could rock that.
Well, but if you have the heart.
Okay.
And then the diamonds round it.
Oh, my God.
Scattered pajazzle
Let's
diamonds.
Let's bring it back.
So next time I come on here, I'll give you a spray tan and give you a vajazzle.
This is all I needed in life. I feel like this is therapy for me. Mm. I needed that.
I'm up for it.
What is your favourite moment ever on TOWIE? And it can be either to do with you or something you've watched happen on the show.
Do you know, I think with me with TOWIE, I've been there from day one.
You have.
I went back a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And do you know what? I wanted to go back because I always said, in every single interview, I'm going to be back one day. Mm. I was the first one to leave TOWIE. And
why?
I remember leaving because I just wanted to do other things.
Yeah.
The stuff I got offered, I've got to be honest with you, the stuff I got offered doing TOWIE, you're just never going to get offered that stuff ever again. I got offered The Jungle straight away. I got offered Strictly. I got offered Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother.
Mm.
I got offered so many shows. I thought, in another year's time, maybe I'm not going to get asked for them shows.
Yeah, it's true.
So I went with Big Brother because I thought it was more me. I could still put my makeup on.
Incredible.
I could still be me.
Incredible watch, by the way.
It was a long time ago, but that's why I did that. And I could not have done The Jungle because I just think I'd been absolutely terrible at The Jungle.
Me and you both.
But the best, I'm skipping up conversations because I feel like I've heard so much about you, Grace. And I feel like I just need to talk to you about my life.
Yeah, as you should. I've got all day.
The best, I think definitely the series one and two for me was amazing.
Yeah.
Because it was just so much fun. It was so real. And
yes, yeah.
People thought we was actresses. Was
which
like,
is
oh
hilarious.
Like, I said to you, like the Bajazzle when, you know, we had Mark Wright on the show. Mm-hmm. I know Mark come on the podcast
last
week.
He did.
Yeah.
What a guy.
He's lovely. And like me and Mark are such good friends back in the day. And, you know, we had Joey Essex. We had...
What a man.
We had Gemma. Like, these are, I'd probably say, icons.
And I don't think you could get people like yourselves on a show nowadays because you guys didn't go on it. I don't think you actually maybe realised how big this would become. Because like, you guys are just so yourselves and so out there that I feel like you couldn't recreate that now. There's no way.
No.
I think people would...
But the thing about it though, Grace, I'll be honest with you, we was ourselves.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say, hand in my heart, I wasn't going to be anything else. I was going to be myself. I was a beauty therapist. I was very like, it's me. People think I'm an actress. Like I said to you before, I ain't got a clue. What? I'm literally, this is me. You know?
You in the next Titanic remake.
Like, come on.
Jack.
Simon Cowell come up to me. He said, what? I think you are an amazing actress. And I said, what? Yeah. I said, oh no, Simon, this is actually me.
Yeah.
And he basically said, I'm a big fan of the show. And I think when he was watching it, I really feel like he thought that we was acting.
Yeah.
When it wasn't, it was obviously they set the scenes up. Of course they do. That's what makes Howie. They set the scenes up and then you walk in and you go into a scene.
Mm.
But this is us, you know? And
I
never was anything else. But look, Simon Cowell's the biggest fan. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes, he came up to me and obviously Sunita, we done a show together, me and Sunita, and he said, Simon loves Howie.
I'm just picturing... Simon at home with all of his record deals around him, just being like, well, Jill, like, do you want me just watching the show? Yeah, I love that.
I know.
I'm glad you brought up Big Brother because your series was so good. I remember you got married, so it was either John or Edward.
I don't remember.
I love that you can't remember.
I think it was John because Edward was really, really heartbroken. And I was like, oh no. Because they do everything together. And I remember walking down the aisle with John and Edward was looking at John like, what are you doing? I thought, oh no, this is fake, hun.
Oh
like,
my.
Do you know what I mean?
Because it's not a real priest.
It was an amazing show to be on. I honestly, if I could do it again, I definitely would.
Would you?
Yeah, definitely. I was really young though. I was 21 when I went in there.
You were young when you did that, but I think it was such a good, because I also didn't expect you to go in. I don't know why, but I just thought, oh, she probably won't do that. And then you absolutely smashed it in there. Who was your favourite person that you were in there with?
So I was in there with Tara Reid.
Yeah, what an icon.
She just walked in going, oh God, I can't believe she's in here. Because I'm growing up with American Pie.
Yeah.
Paddy Dockett, he was absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. He was like, he won it. He was like amazing. And I was in there with Darren Lyons. He was like the big pap agency in the Well.
Crazy.
The stories he had was amazing. And who else was there? I was in there with, obviously, Jedward. They just drove me mad the whole 3 weeks. Loved them.
But maybe to live with for 3 weeks.
I like my own space.
Yeah.
Grace with me. I very much like my own space. Yeah. And I got them two like chasing me and like watching me. And we had one task. We had a task and it was like, basically, they've got to get our food for the week. And was like, oh my God, what are they going to get us? You know, they've got the sweets for the whole week. And remember them walking in, I wanted to hit him.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
valid.
Oh my God, please. Obviously, I would never hit him, but I just was just so upset because I was like, I'm really hungry. And then and I'm eating Haribo's, do you know what I mean?
And that would piss. I don't even like sweets.
No.
I'm not.
I'm more savoury.
That would fuck me up, to be honest.
And when you got so like many, and the characters in there was like massive, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I loved the show. It was really testing because you didn't have any phones. And all I can remember thinking was, well, I remember them going like, Amy, and everyone's like, hey, like a few people was cheering me. And then Darren got booed. And I thought, why is he getting booed for? He's so lovely.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right. And then you start getting, your mind starts going there. And it's like, what they editing. And you start like over panicking. So it's very much of a testing show, definitely.
Yeah. Was there anyone in there that you didn't get on with?
I love everyone, Grace.
You are a nice person.
Yeah. I do love everyone. I do. And that's the thing about me. I'm too nice to people and it does backfire on you sometimes.
Most people can take it for like a weakness thing.
Yeah. Who didn't like in there? So there was a model called Bobby and he used to always just dig me out all the time. Like, oh, I'm Amy and like flick your hair and whatever. And I'd be like, oh, you're a bit obsessed with me.
Yeah.
He kept on doing it a lot. What? And then I was in there with Lucien Laviscoff. So I've never watched Emily in Paris.
Oh, okay, okay.
Global.
He's a global babe.
He's global.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was in there with him and my friend is the most biggest Emily in Paris fan and she was like the other day, oh my God, Amy, I just found out you was in Big Brother with Lucy and she said, oh my God, I thought she was going to cry. She was like
screaming,
oh my God,
next to you.
So yeah, like Lucy was lovely.
That's wild.
He was in Waterloo Road.
Yeah.
I think he'd done a bit of EastEnders, but then
was he in Waterloo Road, sorry?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
What?
That's still going.
Well, the new version is, but nothing will beat the old version.
No.
But I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was in it. No, I'm talking like years ago. And then all of a sudden, he then done Big Brother and then he done Emily in Paris.
Fucking hell, he's done well.
He's got millions and millions of followers.
I need to hit him up.
Yeah, he'll come on the podcast.
Would he?
I've got him on my Instagram still. I'll definitely give him a message.
Let him know that I'm here waiting, ready and raring. Lovely. You're a mother.
I know.
Not to one.
To four.
It's not to two, to four.
I know.
Which I think incredible.
Yeah, definitely.
So you've got Polly, who people know about.
Yeah, Polly's lovely, yeah.
How's Polly?
Lovely. Loves life.
Mini you.
Mini me. Very confident.
Yeah.
Growing up, I wasn't very confident.
You know what?
Polly's definitely more confident than me.
Right.
Say it how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But with her, honestly, Grace, she's just such a kind soul.
Yeah.
You're very biased for your children. When you have children, my God, my kids and whatever. Polly just is. She's a breath of fresh air for me. Oh, she was so in now. She's like, you're right, Grace. Oh, love your nails, Grace. She is. She's definitely like me, definitely.
Oh, 100%.
She's beautiful. She's just such a lovely. I love her so much.
Is she used to the cameras now?
Oh, yeah.
I suppose she's kind of grown up. Not grown up because you came back to TOWIE, but she's basically grown up around it.
Oh, yeah, loves it now. She goes now, can you get my mic on? When we obviously filmed TOWIE, we have to get our mics on. She goes, can you get my mic on? And the other day, they didn't use a mic. They used like a boom.
Right.
She was like fuming, like, well, where's my mic?
I love that.
So, yeah, it was really great.
Can she grasp who you are? Does she know you're like well known?
Yeah, she says you're famous, isn't you, Mum?
Love it.
She says to me now, I go, oh, not really. D-lister.
Do you think
D-lister?
You're an A-lister. No. Say no more.
So we went out the other day and there was two girls like, oh, Amy, can we have a picture? And she's like, Mum, why do they want a picture of you? They see you on telly. But they want to see me like now.
Yeah.
So she does ask the question, she's getting older.
Do you think when she goes to school, she's like, my mum's Amy Charles?
No, I don't think she does.
Really?
No.
I love that for her. No. Humble queen.
No, she does. I did my fake tan this morning. She said, are you doing your fake tan again? So she's definitely getting like the whole Essex like.
Can you say what she said she wanted to do when she gets to 18?
No, so I said, look, you know, Polly is lovely and, mm-hmm. you know, she's at a lovely private school.
Yeah.
You know, I want her to do, you know, I put her into a lovely school just because I want her to be a lovely person.
Yeah.
And I feel like I weren't going to have any more kids, Grace. I was going to have one child. I'm going to put her into a nice little private school in Brentwood.
Yeah.
A really nice school. It's really tiny.
Mould her into
the
mum's
really nice. I'm going to take her there. But now I've got four kids now. You know, if all else fails, you know, Love Island, we could hit her up with Love Island. You know, I would love her to be a, I don't know, an accountant.
Yeah.
But
she wants
beautiful.
Love Island.
I think she wants Love Island.
Because I was saying I could picture her walking through those arches.
Yeah.
Hi, boys. That is
what
I
with me, Grace. On all jokes aside, I feel like with Polly, she can be whatever she wants to be.
Yeah.
As long as she's happy in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mum, you know, when TOWIE come on, my mum said to, well, when TOWIE asked to approach me, mum said to me, my mum and dad said, Amy, you can't do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said, we just don't really feel like... I said, well, you don't know nothing about it, Mum. I was very much like, come on, Mum, let me do it. And my mum was like, I feel like we need to know more about it.
Mm-hmm.
My mum's very much the strict one.
Yeah.
Sensible, strict one, my mum. Mm-hmm. Love her so much, but she's very, very strict.
Yeah.
But I'm glad she has because she's only... Do you know what I mean? She's only looking out for me. Mm. So I feel like I'm very much the same for Polly.
Yeah.
But I did say to Mum the other day, Mum, what about if Polly goes in Love Island? She said, definitely not.
Oh, really?
So she's called Jules. So when she's on one, we call her, oh, we've got to ask Jules first.
Yeah. Yeah.
But listen, as long as she's happy.
Yeah.
And I do feel she's going to be like a bit of a drama student. She's very
Ooh,
out there.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you've got twins now.
Got the twins, yeah.
Please tell me. So from when you found out you were pregnant.
Yeah.
So I guess you were overjoyed, right? You were excited?
Yeah, definitely. So I met Bill.
Yeah.
I met Bill and...
How did you guys meet, by the way?
We met in London.
Love that.
We met in London. Mm. Met at Broadgate Circle.
Yeah.
Lovely. Had a few drinks. And then obviously he was there with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I know his mutual friend. And then Bill was there sitting there.
Oh.
He said, I own a gym in Brentwood. I said, oh my God, I've actually been to the gym.
Yeah.
And before I knew it, it was just, we had a few dates together. And he's honestly, Grace, he is amazing. He's an amazing dad.
He comes across amazing as well on TOWIE.
He's lovely, yeah.
He's really sweet.
He just is. Do you know with Bill, he's just a very lovely person.
Yeah.
And he has like, I don't want to blow smoke up his ass, definitely not.
Yeah.
But do you know what? He is a lovely dad. He loves the twins. He loves Polly, loves Richie. Do you know what I mean?
Aww.
And, you know, he's a stepdad to Polly and Richie, but he just is lovely.
Yeah.
It's just took on like fatherhood very good.
Because I think some people, it's a worry when you, I suppose, obviously I wouldn't know, but like when you're dating, when you've got children, you worry that, if they're good for you, but they've also got to be good with the kids
and
have the best interests.
He's amazing. So we met in London.
Mm-hmm.
I remember just sitting there thinking, do you know what? I'm going to marry him.
Really?
It's really, really mad because I sat there and I just, I don't know. There was something different about him that I've never experienced ever before.
Oh.
And we just got on just so well and that was it. So yeah, so going back to then, so all of a sudden, I was like, right, I've got the coil in.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I feel like we should take the coil out. And I said, maybe like start trying like in the next like couple of months.
Right. Or,
because what can happen, the coil does take a long time. It does sometimes take 6 months to come out of your system.
Yeah.
Not me, hun.
No.
I was 3 weeks. I was pregnant.
No way.
Yeah. So I took the coil weeks. Out. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I was like, right, perfect.
Job done.
So I was like, right. So I've done the pregnancy test, rang him. Right. I'm pregnant. I was like, you know, you're just not expecting it because I was really looking at for next year.
Yeah.
Even the
yeah.
year after, Grace.
Yeah.
But it was 3 weeks and I was literally pregnant from wow. start to finish. The coil are coming out. And yeah, so 5 week scan, went on my 5 week scan, early scan. Bill was so excited. First baby.
Yeah.
First baby. And yeah. we've gone there, they've scanned me, lovely. They said, right, you've got two sacs there. Right, okay, lovely.
Yeah,
yeah.
Extra said, protection, said, what does that brilliant.
Mean? Yeah. They said it could be twins, but you're not guaranteed twins because, yeah. I was like, right, okay, well, now I want to be sick.
Yeah.
I wish Bill filmed me. So basically, there is, I can't even remember the thing. So basically, it's called twin syndrome.
Okay.
But one can just literally disappear. It's very common.
Right.
Happened to my friend.
Mm-hmm.
One just goes. So she said, when you come back on your 8 week scan, we can guarantee. She said, but it okay. could be twins. So in my head, Grace, I'm thinking, this is going to be one.
Yeah.
It's going to be one.
You've been reassured that also, probably
it's
not.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
Nah. Going back at 8 weeks. Congratulations. Two sacs there. And then I wanted to cry. I thought, what's my mum going to say? My dad's going to kill me.
Yeah, what was your big... I love that that was what you were stressed about.
Like,
not the fact that you were carrying two children in your stomach.
I thought, oh my God, what's Jules going to say? She's going to kill me. No, she's really overwhelmed. But she,
aww.
Yeah. It was, yeah. It's really, yeah. Carrying twins. I just... Do you know what? Even telling the story to you now, I'm still really shocked because I can't believe that I actually had twins.
Yeah.
My mum's mum, she was a twin.
Was she?
I never met my nan. My mum left my mum when she was really young.
Yeah.
So I've never met her.
Right.
So we found out 2 years ago that she was a twin. So it actually skipped a generation.
Oh,
obviously,
my God.
And obviously hit my generation and it was me. Boy and a girl, lovely, job
oh
done.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is crazy. So what was your biggest fear about having twins?
Just, I don't know, just I've got four kids. I thought, do you know what, I've got Polly and Richie. I know Polly's going to be amazing, but I was like, do you know what? It's just going to be really tough.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And it is really tough. Like, yeah. I can't say it isn't. It's so lovely and I love them so much, but it's very tough.
How was your pregnancy? Like, was it different to, I mean, obviously it's different to carrying one, but was there...
No different.
No, it just was kind of the same.
No, it's kind of the same. Do you know what? I love being pregnant. I love it. Won't be pregnant anytime soon. We went to the other week. Right. Should we have another one? I just said, I don't think I can. There's four kids now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think with me, Grace, I'm very social. I love being out. You know, I've got the business, like, you know, obviously doing, like, you know, my Instagram and my work is that. And, you know, I do feel sometimes you completely lose yourself.
Yeah.
With the twins, I felt that I've lost myself a bit. Not now. I feel like I'm finding myself.
Yeah.
The first 2 months, you're like, well, I feel like I've been run over.
I can imagine.
They are your babies. And you're like, right. And it's two of them. Do you know what I mean? Bill had to go back to work. And I was like, where are you going?
Oh my God.
And he was like, well, I've got to go work. I'm like, well, you know, my mum was amazing. You know, Harry was always over. I've got amazing friends around me. You know, I had like a nanny
so lucky
helping
for
me
that,
out.
Yeah,
of course. And I needed the help because it is four kids at the end of the day. Do you know what I mean?
It's crazy. Yeah. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Back in the day, like, you know, get up, do my makeup, might go gym today.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore.
Might get my nails done.
Yeah. Still get them done.
Yeah.
Just come to my house.
Mum, could you?
Thank you, Jules.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks, Jules.
Always, Jules. So your birth, did you have an emergency C-section?
Yeah, emergency
what happened?
C-section. So Polly and Richie was all natural.
Yeah.
Lovely. I was all about the natural births, me.
Okay.
So... Basically, it was actually really traumatic. Grace can't sit there and say it wasn't because it was really traumatic.
Yeah.
So basically, they induced me and they said, right, you've got head down, you can go natural.
Okay.
So the midwife's basically saying to me, if you can go natural, why wouldn't you? You've had two natural births.
Yeah, you might as well.
But the midwife saying to me, have a C-section. So some midwife said natural C-section. I thought, do you know what? I'm going to go natural. So we're there, me and Bill, heads down, my God, we're at the hospital. The baby could be coming the next day, next hour. The head's down. Twin A, Bill, he's got head down. Lovely. Yeah, the head was down. So then all of a sudden, she's checked me, the midwife. She's checked me and she's like, oh, 1 minute. You just know.
That's worrying. Yeah.
As the mum, you just know. And then I had about 10 midwives and doctors run in. And she said, right, Amy. She said to Bill, can you just put your scrubs on? she's got to have an emergency C-section, come and Amy. So basically the midwife said the baby's cord's coming away from the baby. So basically it means that they'll just the starve of oxygen.
What?
And that if the cord comes away, the baby just dies straight away. I know it's really dramatic. It's really like, God, it's the most traumatic thing ever.
Mm.
But it didn't happen because the midwife was there.
Thank God she checked.
And she did. And she thank God she checked.
Wow.
Because if she didn't check and I was at home.
Yeah, yeah.
The call would have come out. What would have happened?
Oh my God, that the horrible thing.
I can't think of like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I said to my friends and family, I can't think of that because the midwife was there and I did have an emergency section. Yeah. But it was all traumatic. It was literally traumatic. And, you know, she said, I'm just literally going to run you to theatre with a hand inside me. And she ran me to theatre and she said, yeah. And I just said to her, like, what would have happened? And she said, the baby would have died.
Wow. So you didn't know that at the time?
No.
Okay.
She did to me after.
Probably best, yeah. Wow.
So
how did you find the C-section?
Traumatic.
Because you, I suppose as well, you're in that mindset as well, of like, what the fuck is
going on? I really wish I would have listened to my mum.
What, as in?
She said to have a C-section. It's been planned, would have gone there.
Right.
You know, all lovely.
Yeah.
Had a cup of tea.
But the thing is... Maybe I was about to say Prosecco, but you're pregnant.
Yeah.
I suppose the thing is as well, but even other midwives were saying, yeah, go natural if you can go natural.
Yeah, I should have listened to my mum because she said, Amy, why would you, you've got two. If I had one there, fair enough, but I've got two there. And with twins, there is a massive, you're high risk of having twins.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're constantly checked. I was going for my midwife appointments like every 2 weeks.
Mm.
It was, yeah. And emergency C-section was traumatic, Grace. Mm. I can't sit and say it wasn't. And, you know, obviously with the whole, you know, thing after, I was like, God. And I look at him now, Bill, and he's like very needy. And I feel like he's a needy one because, you know.
Do you think it's because of that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I sit there and just cuddle and kiss him the whole time. Aww. And, you know, the twins are lovely. Like, so I've got Millie and Billy, but Billy's like my best friend. Like, he just wants to.
And I love that he's called Billy too.
So
love
can
it.
I just tell you something?
Go on.
My dad's Billy. My brother's Billy.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's Bill. My nephew's Bill.
What?
Baby Bill. My granddad's Bill. So then when I met Bill, I said, what's your name? So I'm Bill. I said, oh God, I cannot fucking have a Bill.
Do you know what must be crazy? You're like, say, summer barbecues. Someone goes,
Bill.
And
everyone turns around.
Fucking 30 of them go, yeah.
I know. And then we've got baby Bill.
Oh.
We've got nephew Bill. I know.
Oh my God.
And go, who's got the Bill? Do you know what I mean?
And then they all go, me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. We just love the name Billy.
How did you come up with the name? So I guess that one you love.
I feel like
Billy.
Bill said, like, I've got my boy now.
Aww.
I want to have a Bill.
Yeah, that's cute.
So she's actually Amelia. Amelia and Billy, but I love the name Millie.
Yeah,
so
it has a ring.
Mill and Bill, Millie and Billy.
And it rhymes.
I know.
And that's actually all you can ask for because you can't forget.
No, so we've got Mill and Bill. So the twins are, honestly, they're lovely. But yeah, I had a bit of a traumatic time with C-section. Mm. Do you know what? I get loads of people on my Instagram and TikTok and go, how was it? It was traumatic.
Yeah.
But I do think if it is a planned C-section, it's completely different because you can think about it. You know what's going to happen.
They taught you through
with
it.
With this, it was like from 0 to 100 in like... 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I was in, the baby was out. So Bill was born at 7:01 and Millie was born at 7:02. That was not even a minute getting them out. But they checked me at 5 to 7 and they was born literally in 4 minutes. He was out.
Wow, that's so quick. And were they fine when they came out?
He wasn't. He was in the neonatal unit for literally 2 days. His breathing really suffered and everything. So I feel like I just went, really through it with him, bless him.
Oh, that's horrible.
He's very needy.
Yeah.
But now he cries for me now. Yeah, you can just see all my friends going, definitely the needy one.
Yeah.
I feel like, he needs me, do you know what I mean?
He does, and he's got you.
Yeah, he's lovely.
But at least the story's a happy ending.
Yeah, cool.
Like,
it
thank
is.
God.
Yeah.
That's hot. Has it put you off maybe having any more kids? Like, scared you a little bit?
Do you know what my friend's going through at the minute? She's pregnant. She wants a home birth. And I just think, what happened to me?
Yeah. It wouldn't have been
apparently, it's not high. It's like a whatever chance. It's very, very low.
Right.
What could happen to me.
But it did.
But it did happen to me. So, but, you know, a few of my friends have had home births. Lovely. But I just think what I went through now, I don't know.
I think as well with home births, like it's when it's good, it's good.
When it's bad,
like, you know, when it's bad, then it's when. And sometimes I feel like it can be add more to the trauma because then you're on the way to hospital and you're thinking, and maybe, I don't know, I think a lot of people have guilt as well because they're like, I should have just gone to the hospital. Like it's a, I don't know.
I think I'm not really Mother Earth, you know, like,
yeah.
I must admit, like, I tried breastfeeding, didn't really work for me, Grace.
Yeah,
you know,
and I don't feel blame. Like,
I really tried it and I really wanted to do it, but in the end it didn't work for me. My milk didn't really come in, you know, and I had all like the mums going, you should be breastfeeding. And I even went out once and mum said, you know, you're breastfeeding your baby. It's just such a, I've got such a big thing about breastfeeding because as much as I'd love to have done it, it didn't work for me. And there's so many mums out there now.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work for, you know, doesn't mean you're a really bad mum.
And also, even if it, say it could have worked and you still bottle feed, listen, I was bottle fed and granted, turned out a little bit funny, but... I'm all right so far.
You've got a fed jam.
Yeah.
Bit ditzy.
But here we are. Yeah. We're both making money and that's all that counts.
Definitely.
I just think, yeah, there's so much, it's like the Mother's Defence League is what I call it. Like, people will really have a big say on how you parent your kids.
Completely. I'll probably get a few messages a day.
Really?
I parent my twins. You know, I don't put Richie on social media. You know, I get terrorised for that daily. I do ignore it.
So you get terrorised for putting them online, but then you get terrorised for not putting Richie online as well.
So I get obviously me and Richie's dad.
Yeah.
You know, we decided not to put Richie on social media. Mm-hmm. Something we agreed on when I was pregnant, you know, and Polly's on social media. But I do get, you know, I get loads of messages and I do have to put a message every month saying, just so you know, guys, don't put Rich on social media. Stop with the whole bullying thing.
Because they think it's like a favouritism thing. Is that what they're
completely,
thinking?
Definitely. And like, you know, like on your podcast, Grace, like, you know, I feel like I can come on here and talk about it because I can't really talk about it to you. I can't go up and say, oh, hey, hi, everyone. You know, with Rich, like he's the most loveliest boy. He lives with me full time.
Yeah.
People say to me, oh, he don't live with you. No, he does live with me full time.
Yeah.
And it's just like one of them things, you know, he's a lovely boy. Him and Polly are like, you know, my life.
And
you
does
know?
He understand? So obviously, Towie will come to your house to film and Polly's out there.
Yeah.
Does he get jealous at all or not?
No.
He's just, I suppose he's never done it.
He's a bit shy, Rich. So he's a bit like, he? Me a bit of a favour, really.
A little bit shy.
Wouldn't like, if he was on Towie, he wouldn't be on it because I don't think he'd like literally sit there and. He wants to play with animals, you know.
Yeah.
So he loves that. He's obsessed with animals. So every single animal and every single dinosaur. So. But no, look, at the end of the day, so I do get like hate on my, you know, the other day I done like a thing on TikTok with the twins. I got abused for that. So every day is like.
It is like a whole different ball game. Because I remember Fern McCann came on here and said she gets the exact same. But I never understand it because it's nothing to do with you.
Exactly.
I don't get it. I know. God forbid. Like, I wouldn't have a clue where to start with that. But
going back to breastfeeding, like, you know, I did definitely get abused for not breastfeeding and, you know, and just doesn't work for people at the end of the day. And I remember sitting there crying to my mum, my dad, and I want to breastfeed, but it just didn't work for me.
Do you know what? I don't think I could do it. Why did I just grab my tit? I don't think I could do it. It's just what I was thinking about it.
No, okay.
The thought of someone sucking my tits, that sounded weird, but like a child, like, it makes me want to shrivel up and die.
Yeah. I think for me, I just think I wanted to try it. Tell people, do you know what? I've tried it.
Yeah. Now leave me alone.
I've tried it because it just didn't work for me.
I couldn't even imagine.
And Grace as well, now we're on the breastfeeding.
Yeah.
So I had to wear a nipple shield to stick on my nipple. No, true story.
Yeah.
To stick on my nipple, so my nipple to really come out so Polly could literally.
Jesus.
So it was extreme. But you know what? It just didn't work for me.
Do you know what? You really can say you tried.
So I did really try.
Because I wouldn't have even bothered with that.
I then paid someone to come to my house to try and help me. And the midwife said to me, it's just not going to work for you, Amy.
Is it because you've got fake boobs?
Not necessarily.
So you can still, do it. Breastfeed if you've got fake boobs.
I know loads of people that have.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah, fair play. I didn't know that.
You had your boobs done?
No, I haven't. They're still tiny. I've got them pierced, but that's why I got scared because there'd be like four holes. They'd have to try and catch it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It'd be too much.
Yeah.
Maybe take them out.
Maybe take it out.
Might have to. A bit scared. I can't do nipples. It really freaks me out. I don't know why I got them pierced.
I don't know.
During lockdown, I thought, fuck it.
I've got my belly button pierced. I've got my tongue pierced.
Got your tongue pierced?
Yeah.
Oh, that healing process makes me...
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
How it made me take it out.
No.
Because it slowed my speech down, apparently.
Oh, okay.
The one and two of Towie, you'll see me with my tongue piercing in. But yeah, I think I had to take it out on like episode 9, I took it out.
That's criminal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a hole in it still? Yeah. Is it all like, do you?
Yeah.
Brilliant. I'll just put a straw through it and just go to town.
Your tongue pierced?
No, I'm too much of a pussy, Amy. I'll be honest with you here. There's no way.
Oh my God, your nipple though, having that pierced.
That was one of the worst things of my life. I called the woman a C-U-N-T.
Oh, nice.
Just from pure pain. And then I apologised afterwards, obviously. She said, I get it a lot. And I thought, I bet you fucking do. You've just pierced nipples.
What's your pain threshold? Like, terrible?
Awful, yeah. If I stub my toe, I'm out for the count.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what's yours like?
Oh, amazing.
Actually, I was going to say, you've had two natural births. Yeah. You are flying.
Yeah.
You're fine.
That, you're never going to experience that pain ever again.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like a period pain about, you know, like really bad period pain. Like pain. A thousand times worse.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Go on.
Did you poo yourself during childbirth? You didn't?
No.
I thought everyone did.
No.
Good for you.
I had an epidural with Polly.
Right. Is that the thing that's in your back?
Yeah. So yeah. Obviously you can't feel anything really when you're pushing around. And then with Richie, it was so quickly. So I got to the hospital at 3 o'clock. He was born at 3:30.
You have such...
3 pushes, he was out.
Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
Times.
That's something of you.
Yeah.
Love that.
Times and dates.
Oh.
Not
calendars.
Yeah. I like a calendar. I just bought myself a Harrods calendar, by the way.
You? Harry? Has he got a calendar?
Harrods.
Oh, I thought you said Harry's calendar.
Harry's calendar.
He got one.
I'll send you the link. I'm actually going to buy you one. Do you know that?
Would you?
Yeah. Green one I've bought. Yeah. So good at days and times.
I love that for you.
Yeah. Very organised, me, Grace.
Are you?
Very organised, yeah.
That's a quality I don't have, and I'm impressed. Yeah. I truly am.
OCD.
Are you a list type of girl?
A list.
Okay.
OCD indoors. If it's got to be like, yeah.
Like, definitely. Shut.
My house on the market at the minute.
Yeah.
For sale.
Yeah.
And
check where I'm at.
People go to me, does anyone live here?
Oh, because it's so like clean and
it is,
shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It's like the toys are never toys. There's always like, you know, when obviously when Polly's there, they'll play with their toys. But when they're not there,
you scoop that.
It's very much like piles, toy pile, Barbie pile, baby pile.
Oh, so it's like
then
piles.
Barbie pile, as in Barbie clothes, baby clothes.
Wow.
And then all of her books. Everything is very much a...
You are who I aim to be. But you know, I've got something upsetting to tell you. I don't think Polly's going to turn out like that.
No, I don't.
Purely because my mum is exactly like that.
No.
My house is like a show home.
It
doesn't look lived in. Yeah.
It doesn't.
But if you walked into my room, it's like Hiroshima's gone off in it. Like, it's crazy.
Why though?
I don't know.
But what's it called? Tidy mind, tidy, what's it called?
Tidy mind, tidy life?
Tidy life. No, it isn't.
Says a lot, actually, yeah. Yeah, I completely
tidy
agree.
Life.
I'm all over the shop.
So if you had a takeaway
on
a Wednesday night.
Cool.
Do you do the dishes straight away?
My parents would. Me, however.
No.
Listen, put it in the sink, bit of water on it. I know you've lost all respect
for
me, I'm sorry.
Palpitations.
I know. And you know what? It should give me palpitations.
I'm getting married.
Brilliant.
So
I was about to say, I see that rock on your finger.
Thanks, Han.
It's a beautiful ring.
Oh,
how did that come about?
So I must admit, I was saying to Bill all the time. Bill, when am I going to get married? I've had twins, I've gone for the C-section, like really. But no, he was very much, he planned it all for like 6 months. So I had my own TV show, The Twin Life.
Watch that, thank you.
So I had it. And then all of a sudden, we're just like literally on a photo shoot, literally getting the twins ready. And then I thought, what is Nathie doing? And he's on one knee. The ring didn't really fit at first. I thought, no, that ring will fit me. So I literally squeezed the ring off and that night I couldn't get it off. So,
at least it was on.
It's still on.
Oh.
No, I can't get it off now. I still had fat fingers when I was just had the baby.
Oh,
you
had the baby. Yeah, fair.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Do you know what is proposed to me? But we haven't spoken about the wedding since.
What is your ideal wedding? Are you big, small, like glam, like what's the vibe?
I don't know, Grace.
You don't know?
I don't know. And I feel like everyone thinks, oh, Amy Charles' wedding, what's going to be like?
Mm.
I don't think you'll think what it's, I think what people would think is not what it's going to be, if that makes sense.
Fine.
So I think they think, oh, that's it, bright pink dress.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe if we were back in like...
Towie days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like a Katie Price one, but...
Definitely, not anymore.
I see sophistication.
I do,
for this
definitely.
Wedding. Maybe. Would you get married abroad?
Yeah. We've about getting married abroad. Bill, we spoke about it since, Bill. So Tim, the other day, do you actually want to marry me? He went, yeah.
Thing is, you've got twins now.
I know.
Yeah.
I said to him, we're going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can take the twins up. I want to get the twins up the aisle with me. I want to walk in.
Yeah.
I've got to do it really special because hopefully I don't get married again. But I was just saying hopefully.
You won't. I'm touching everything here.
Thanks.
Touching wood.
Yeah.
You won't.
Thanks.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I want you to come to the wedding, Grace.
I will be there, say no more. Yeah. Okay.
You need to be spoiled. At the end of the day, like us girls need to be spoiled.
We do. And you're in your spoil era now. You found a lovely man.
Yeah, I did. I can't sit here and say, Grace, that you know, growing up, I had the worst ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
I got cheated on. I had people sell stories on me.
Really?
Yeah, I do really feel like I've met my Prince Charming now. I generally, it sounds really, really like stupid, but I really do, because he loves me. You know, he don't go and, you know, I don't know. He just, he's a lovely person, but I have had not great relationships. I haven't.
What advice would you give to your younger self if you could?
I think for me, it's very much like the whole cosmetic surgery. Mm-hmm. I look at myself. I look at this 18-year-old Amy who was, at the time, I thought I was really ugly. And I look at pictures now.
Which is crazy,
like,
yeah.
I just, you know, I was actually quite naturally pretty. Yeah. And I remember thinking, now I look back and think, why did you have all that work done?
Yeah.
So I really, really wanted, like, obviously, I wish I could tell me that. Don't need it, Amy. You didn't need this work done.
Yeah.
Because look at the state of you after.
Nice.
Which is true.
I get you.
I remember looking in the mirror. I remember, like I said to you, like my mum and dad looked at me and they was like, this is what's happened.
I think it's such a good thing to say though, because I remember my friends from uni are all very normal. None of them, we haven't had any like filler or anything done like that. And I remember they came to one of my events and people treated them differently because they didn't look like the standard of...
So terrible.
What you'd think someone would be like, you know, like, and there's nothing wrong with getting anything done. People look beautiful with stuff done. But I think now in this day and age, it's so people will judge you off that.
I think people now are getting less work done.
Yeah.
They're getting less work done, but they're basically, it's the best version of themselves.
Yeah.
So people look at you now and go, okay, you don't need loads of Botox. You just need a tiny bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I definitely needed it. After the twins, I said to mum, you know, yeah. I said to mum, I said to dad, I said to Harry, I said to Bill,
yeah.
I look a bit tired. Mm. And they said, you do. So
do you
I had
know
it
what?
Done.
I'm pro all of it. I'm saying this, when I reach, I don't know what age, and my eyebrows start raising to the point they're at my hairline.
Have you never had no Botox?
No, I've never.
We look amazing.
Really?
Honestly, now, you look amazing. How old are you?
24, which could be the key to that.
You're so young.
I am a little lamb. I am.
Grace, you're so young.
But maybe when I reach,
I'm 10 years older than you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? You don't look it.
How old am I?
How old is that?
33 or 34? I'm 34.
You don't.
I'm not. I'm 33. Sorry.
You don't look like. I can see you right at like 70 years old.
Joan Collins. I'm going to be called.
Still look.
Joan Collins. I'm going to have so much work done. I still look at the Towie day, series one, and I'll go back to red hair then. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, I'm into it.
I love the red, but it's just so hard to do.
Yeah, and I guess you can't really dye it other colour because it stays in your hair red. It's hard to get out.
It took me 2 years. I've still got a red tinge going on now.
Yeah, you made me dye my hair purple when I was young, and I wanted it red, but mine was dark purple. I looked like a goth.
Did you do it yourself?
No, I got a hairdresser to do it, but it was still pretty dramatic. There was
red,
a lot going
purple.
On.
Purple. But with that red, it can easily go like a tad purplish, can't it?
Yeah, and that's where I went wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you bring it back, I'll probably have to just wear
just
a wig.
Just whack a bit of my tint on your hair.
Yeah. Yeah, just give me the leftovers. Just put it in my extensions.
Nice.
I can do that. Have you got anything coming up? You've got a new series of the show?
So look, I'm back on Towie.
Yes.
Towie, listen, I love being on it, you know.
Yep.
I turn up, have a glass of Prosecco. Have a little gossip
You're
with everyone.
You're always just the peacemaker.
Yeah,
I love it.
And if I didn't want to do it, I wouldn't do it. But I'd love it. I've been on it from day one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely like the Ken Barlow. I'll be there to the very end.
Yeah.
Started there.
Till it gets
now
fast.
I'm out there towards the end. With me, listen, I feel like ITV said about the wedding show for me and Bill. Mm-hmm. I feel like me and Bill at the minute, I feel like we just want to enjoy the engagement.
Yeah.
You know, see how much Dad's going to give me for the wedding.
Yeah.
That's off another one.
Yeah.
So I reckon a couple of years definitely. And I want to get, you know, I've lost a bit of my baby weight. I want to just really just find, I've definitely found myself, but you definitely lose yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
And be, you know, me again.
I love that. That's brilliant.
I know. I'd love it. Can I stay all day?
Yeah, you actually can.
I really love it.
What
here.
I was going to say is as well, this season of Towie, it's all kicking off.
I know.
It's got Amber and Dan. Do you think Amber and Dan will get back together?
No.
Okay.
No.
Fine.
But I've got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Don't really know their relationship.
Are you close with Amber? No.
Not really.
Okay,
I don't
want
to be close with her. I say hello to her and that's it, you know. But, you know, I think Dan's really lovely.
Yeah.
Amber, she's nice. I say hello, but I just don't really know them as a couple. Can't really comment on that.
Yeah.
Don't really know what's gone on. Because what's happened with it?
Yeah.
Don't really know.
I have been happy to see Harry in a nice relationship. Harry and Joe. He seems really happy.
Harry and Joe are lovely.
They're so nice.
No, just so Harry's done my makeup today and Joe's done my hair. Really?
No way.
Got Chris and Mario. Chris Appleton. Makeup by Mario.
That is your Chris and Mario.
I'm the new Kardashian here.
I love that. And have him and Junaid made up yet?
They have. I don't know. I just don't know with that. I love Junaid. I love Junaid and Harry, but I don't know enough. Is it too much has happened maybe?
Yeah. And I guess with the...
I just don't know.
Yeah. I do agree.
We had a few scenes together and it was really lovely, but I said to him that I spoke to Jay. He said, yeah, a little bit. I don't know. Maybe it's too much. It's gone on. I don't know.
I think you can be civil, I guess.
Be
Sometimes
civil.
Sometimes it's fine being civil.
I love the show.
I love it. I love the drama that comes along with
and
it.
Drama, and listen, with Towie, I'm definitely not the drama. Think about me. I've never been the drama.
No, but you're just...
I'm just with me. I'm just...
your own bit.
I love everyone. I've got my own opinion on people and I say how it is, but I just very much, I don't know... The peacemaker, maybe. I always see two sides of every story with me.
Yeah.
That's the good thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, right, what have you done? And what, do you know what I mean? I'm not like, well, I'm on that side and whatever.
Yeah.
I look at both sides at the same time.
I think that's the best way to be.
Yeah.
And I love it. Well, I've loved watching you on tell. I've loved watching you on everything. But thank you so much for coming today.
Yeah, it's been, honestly, I've wanted to come here for so long.
I am so glad. I can just shut down this set now.
Yeah.
And say, I've done it now. There's no one that's going to top this. Mm. And I've had a great fucking time.
Kim Kardashian on here.
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Do you have her on Instagram?
Yeah, she follows me.
Are you fucking... Oh my God!
No, Grace.
Jesus.
So I guess she follows me on Instagram.
Who?
So can I just tell you really quickly?
Yeah,
Paris Hilton. She messaged me on Instagram when I first untowered it. No, she messaged me on Twitter when Twitter was like massive. So Amy, I'm the biggest fan of you. Can I come to London? Can we hang out? Hang out?
Yeah.
So yeah, cool, hun. Definitely. Lovely. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
She follows you.
She messaged me again. She said, oh, I'm back in London. But at the time, I was really, really mad. Not saying I'm just completely dropped out of
course.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was so like, busy. I was filming. I was like, but yeah, she does what someone's like my post and whatever.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's iconic.
So get on here. Give a glass.
You've got a long list to get through on your drive home.
Next year, what I want to do, Halloween, I want to go with someone really iconic.
Oh, who are you thinking?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think Halloween's a good time to go with something iconic, like... Don't bother doing Pamela. I just did that and every other bastard did it too.
Joe done amazing doing you.
Oh.
That was the night. That was the outfit of the night. Your outfit was amazing, but that was the outfit of the night.
And you know what upset me more is that people were coming up to him actually thinking he was me. And that's a man in a wig, Amy. That's actually a man in a wig. And I thought, that is so
no
rude.
No way.
Yeah. But fair enough. At
they
least
must have
you got
loads to drink. They must have been really, really pissed.
This is why you're good and a peacemaker. Apparently, I needed that.
Because you look lovely. I don't blow smoke up people's asses, by the way.
I know.
But with you, you're really lovely.
Thank you.
I'm going to put in Essex boy.
Oh, my God.
Essex man. Not Essex boy, Essex man.
Essex man.
Who treat their women lovely.
Yeah.
All right, darling, get your coat.
Get me a black cab driver.
Done, sheesh.
Yeah, they're always nice, I think.
Are they?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't. Yeah, scrap
well, get your nice.
This
get
is
your
why
nice.
It hasn't worked
get
out
nice.
So far.
Get your nice Essex man, definitely.
Brilliant.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for coming
very
on.
Much,
it's been amazing.
Thank you.
Just keep up with Amy. Keep up with her. I don't have to tell you what to
Cheers,
do.
Cheers, my water. Cheers, my lovely.
Cheers. If you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. And if you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Bye. Say bye, Amy. Oh, stunning.